Once again, good morning. How are you? You okay? Can you hear me? Sometimes my voice do drop, but I try to raise up my voice today, but I won't shout. First of all, let us pray. Oh Lord, be in my lips and in your understanding. Amen. I try to sing, but I'm not very good in singing. But I'm going to try this. It's a chorus that I loved from my background. I'm going to sing it for the children. Maybe they will follow me. So it goes, it is going to be great today. Oh my Lord, there's presence here. Holy Ghost is presence here. It is going to be great today. Oh my Lord, there's presence here. Holy Ghost is presence here. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to teach you one broken English. Jesus day, yeah? He day. Jesus day, yeah? He day. So that is broken English. Is Jesus here? Yes, he's here. I feel the Spirit. I feel the Spirit. So let me don't take you too much to the Pentecostal aspect of it, because I'm from Nigeria. Yes, it is very nice to be here. I think I didn't introduce myself fully. I forgot. I think I'm also a priest in Church of England. I think I didn't say that. I didn't remember if I said that at my introduction. Do I say that? I didn't believe. I didn't remember that. So I'm a priest of Church of England. Once again, I'm happy to be here. As I said, it is really going to be great today because the Spirit of the living God is here. It is you that have to be open to it. If you open to it, you grab it. It is here. I can feel it. So let me go to today's topic. Today I'm going to talk or preach on Psalm 23. As we all know, this psalm was written by David. King David, not our David here, but King David. Yeah. It was written a psalm of praising God, thanking God, and at the same time, acknowledging the presence and protection of God with us in any situation. Remember that. The presence of God with us in every situation. It is we that have to acknowledge it. We have to recognize it. That's why I said, it is here. It not depends on you to be open to it. As an hospital chaplain, in my ministry as a chaplain, people that I come across on daily basis, people that I minister to, it's not people that is coming to celebrate. It's not people that say, Father, or they do call me Father. Oh, I just bought a new car. Can you come and have a dinner with me? No. It is people that are totally broken. All hopes are gone. Sometimes, we don't really know our faith when it's not challenged. We may be coming here every Sunday, reading the gospel from Genesis to Revelation, coming to church, singing, being a priest for 20 years, 30 years, 100 years. But I will face the test of being a Christian. So as hospital chaplain, I've seen people totally broken. A child, a mother, a father, a husband, wife, on a life-saving machine. Breaks my heart. And the others is being broken by mental health illness. As you all know from my experience, when one member of the family suffers from mental health, it affects your family. It destabilizes or dysfunctions your family. But in spite of this, that's where faith is being tested. In spite of all this, when I go across James Cook Hospital, their last hope. they still come to me, Father, they call me Father, because Middle's brother. I'm not religious, but will you pray for me and pray for my mother, who is on the life-saving machine? I say, yes, of course, I will do that. Then I answered them, asked them, what prayers do you, what book of the Bible do you want me to use? Do you have any particular, like I want to test their faith. I want to see if they're still with the Christian faith. They said, Father, I want you to read for me Psalm 23. I said, yes, of course, I will do that. In certain circumstances, I will ask the patients or the family, do you want me to read Psalm 23 for you? I said, yes, of course. I said, read along. There's a point, there's a place in that passage we just read. For me, it's like the healing point. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff that comfort me. There's a miracle there. Somebody, the doctor, the consultant, just said to your only child, baby, he or she is dying in 2 hours' time. Still believe in this. Even though they said to me at the beginning, I'm not religious. But they still believe in this and say, please, Father. And when it comes to this page, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. They are strong. They are ready to face it with God's faith. For I believe you are with me. No matter what I will pass through, your rod and your staff, they will protect and comfort me. As I said, we never really get to test our faith until we're in that situation. We won't be thinking we are very holy. We are this, we are that. But when it comes to some points in life, when you really have to test your faith, that is what I come across every day in my ministry. I see people that have been tested. But it's not about coming here to fear the saint. But it's about believing that God, it is here. From our readings today, the care of God for us is illustrated with two images. First, the shepherd, which is God himself. The other one is the rod and the staff, are the image or the objects with God used to protect us. I brought this today. I want to show this to you. A rod and a staff is a symbol to collect and bring people back or to redirect people back to the right direction. The original text was probably at my side, at your crook and your staff. When we say the crook of the staff, it's the old English. It is here. I mean, we that study theology, we know that this is a different word when you say crook in the society. It's not being dodgy. But when I say crook in a theological form, I mean this. It was not said rod before. It was said crook. You see, it can use it to gather and correct the sheep and bring them to the right path. I think our bishop is coming on the 3rd of October for baptism. He may come with his staff and things like that. So you will see that. So shepherd was constantly protecting sheep. But the duty of a shepherd is to protect the animals from the wild animals, from lions, from bears, from wolves, even sometimes from robbers who try to steal the sheep. The shepherds will protect the sheep, even though it means it was going to die for them or get injured. The shepherd will carry on their sheep on their shoulder when they are weak. When their legs are broken, he will carry them on. He will carry them throughout the journey. When I was growing up, as our priesthood, we grew up in a place we come across a lot of sheep and goats and everything. When I was growing up in Nigeria, I came from the southern part of Nigeria, the south. We are farmers. We grow crops and vegetables. We don't really have animals around us. But the other part of Nigeria, from the northern part of Nigeria, they are shepherds. I think there's a word we use for them now, X-Men. They came to the south, to the part of Nigeria, with their animals. That started giving me sort of idea of what is a shepherd. Because I saw the shepherds. They will walk all the way from the northern part of Nigeria to the southern part of Nigeria with their cattle, just to give them food, just to protect them, to give them all they need. And if you are from Nigeria, yeah, you work with me, they are ready. They are ready to die for these animals. Never you touch these animals. It means a lot to them. They walk miles, they care for them. There's even a say in Nigeria, in times of census, they count those animals as part of their children. This to demonstrate to us how precious those animals are to them. That started giving me the feeling of, oh, that is the work of a shepherd. That is the duty of a shepherd. In every circumstances, they are there for you. When I saw the manner they care for the animals with their rod and their staff, that is when I started reflecting more on God's care for us. If this gentleman can walk all the way from the northern part of Nigeria to the southern part of Nigeria for the sake of these animals, and they are ready to give their life for them. And when I was reading Psalm 23, and God, and the John Gospel, that God is referred to as a shepherd. First of all, we have to understand the meaning of a shepherd. He is ready to give everything to protect the animals. The psalmist saw God as a good shepherd, caring for the people at all times. A good shepherd cares for his people, for his animal, all time. In the hospitals, at time in the hospital, on the street, in our busy life, God is caring for us. That is why God is here. He's always present in our lives. Sometimes we may not say it because we are so busy. Oh, we may be facing a lot of storms in our daily life with all sorts of problems. We start questioning our faith. Oh, if God is here, why is this happening to me? If you say he's the good shepherd, why is it happening to me? But we have to recognize he is here to guide and protect us, to bring us back to God, who is love and peace. Yes, of course, we may have many tribulations in our lives and start asking why. For example, I just want to share this with you. I think David, I've not heard this before. It took me almost 35 years, to be ordained as a priest in a training. I don't know if anybody here have gone through that procedure. When I see people coming to priesthood these days, after 6 years, 5 years, they are gone, they are signed out. But it took me almost 35 years to be ordained. For me, what was that? Is God forsaking me? No. God has not forsaken me. Maybe he was forming me. He was building me. So what I'm trying to say to us, my dear brothers and sisters, of course, we may face a lot of challenges in our journey on earth. It doesn't mean God has forsaken us, that God is not in our life. As I always say to people that I minister to, especially to my son, I always say to him, suffering is part of life. But you need God's wisdom to understand it. It's just like the story of Job in the Old Testament. We have to acknowledge this is part of life. We cannot do without it. And at the same time, I have ministered to many Christians, especially from my background, who believe being a Christian, you are free from all trouble. It's a ticket. You don't have any trouble. Even to have headache, you don't have it again because you are a Christian. I always say to them, no, my brothers and sisters, that is not so. What offenses, crime, John the Baptist committed to be beheaded? No. Was he a sinner? No. But we have to understand the meaning of sufferings. Of course, many people may wish us bad. Many people may make life difficult for us. I don't know why they kept me for almost 35 years before my ordination. From Nigeria to Greece, from Greece to the Netherlands, from the Netherlands to Usher College. You know, just throw me everywhere. I don't know why. But still, we have to trust in God and follow his way. He will protect us. And those people that want to bring us down because of the gospel, because we believe in the Lord, he will put them to shame. And in their presence, God will anoint our head with oil, and success will be for us. My dear people, if you don't take anything away today, take this away. The Spirit of God is always with us, wherever we are. We have to trust in him. We have to believe in him. He's here. He is the good shepherd. He's here to guide us with his rod and with his staff. No matter what situation you are passing through, recognize that. Even those that in the hospital, they are at the point of dying, they still say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Never let anything weigh you down. God is in your life. God is here to protect you. Amen.